This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Lodi, California. Join us at Mettler Family Vineyards. Hi, guys.
Morning, Tom. How are you doing today? Larry Mettler. Glad to be here.
Larry, you were one of the guys in the family, the vision of doing wine?
Well, in the recent generations, that's true. But our grandfathers and father's generation also were involved in the wine business in the old days with the co-op wineries.
So at that time, what were they producing? Tokay or...
Tokay, Zinfandel, and a few of the other varietals that are popular today still.
The backstory on the Mettler family. When did y'all come here and how did you get going?
Sure. Mettler family came to Lodi in 1899 and settled on the east side of town. Been farming grapes here ever since and have developed over the years. Now our family have our own brand and working on that, developing those wines and having a good time doing it.
In the history of Lodi as a wine-growing region, we alluded to Tokay, which was a table grape. The whole world shifted. And at what time, what period did you guys get it and make the decision to reinvent yourself?
Well, I think that it began in the late 70s and early 80s. Some research was being done by my father and others on developing varietals for our area. So that was the beginning. And then the table grape industry shifted to seedless varieties from the southern part of the state and beyond. And so we went into the varietal wines at that time and started planting varietal wines and making fine wines from that point on.
You also do row crops and vegetables and whatnot, or just wine grapes today?
No, we just do wine grapes. We have grown many other crops here in Lodi, but strictly wine grapes at this point.
You have so much estate-grown grapes that you sell grapes as well as holding back for yourselves, right?
Yes, we do. We have a farm management company in addition, but we're producing excess from what our needs are for our own wine brand. And so we're able to pick and choose our best lots each year for our own Mettler wine brand to ensure that we have the consistent quality from vintage to vintage.
Do you know you're spoiled, right?
Oh, yeah, we're spoiled.
But not rotten.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So how many acres do you farm actively?
We farm with all of our custom farming that we do work for other people, a couple of thousand acres. But the Mettler wine itself, we're pulling that off just a small portion of what we're farming.
The breadth of varietals that you grow.
I would say the varietals are pretty near every varietal that's produced in California in some size or another.
You know, that's interesting. You're saying you can do anything.
We live in a wonderful region for wine grapes. We have a lot of advantages to this region here, climate-wise and soil-wise. Mm-hmm. But we're producing small lots of 5 to 10 ton only of certain varieties on up to several hundred tons of certain varieties, and we sell to all sizes of wineries from the very large to the very small.
I think one of the most touching things about coming and visiting y'all is the family component. It's multi-generational, actively involved, including a little 11-year-old I saw helping.
Yes, so I'm Kim Mettler-Eels. I'm the general manager here at Mettler Family Vineyards. We are a family-run operation, and that is evident when you come and visit us.
It's really central to the whole philosophy, isn't it, of your operation?
It really is, and it goes down to even, you know, our sustainability practices here and how important that is to us as well, being a multi-generational family. My daughter that was here earlier helping is sixth generation. So, you know, we have a lot of kids coming up in the business, hopefully, that will want to be here and selling wine and continuing the journey of getting Lodi on the map. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the family aspect is important.
There's another dynamic, and it's one of the Mettler clan that won an incredible worldwide award.
Yes, that's our very own show pony, Adam Mettler. I can say that because I'm his oldest sister, and he needs to get a little bit of that, right, along
good,
the way.
Good for you.
I keep him humble. But yes, we're very, very proud of him as a family, as a brand, and as a region as a whole. So anytime you're awarded any type of national recognition.
Well, this is international.
It really is international. You're right.
And the award is?
It's Winemaker of the Year from Wine Enthusiast Magazine.
And not regional. This is Winemaker of the Year in the whole industry.
In the world. Mm-hmm. In the world.
That's crazy. Lodi. Who would imagine?
It is. You know, Lodi was Wine Region of the Year a few years back. Mm-hmm. And
like
then
2015.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then now to have the Winemaker of the Year to also add to the accolade portfolio is really an honor for all of us to share together.
What an incredible accolade.
It is an incredible accolade. Yeah. We're very proud. And, you know, it's just nice for the region to get the recognition and, you know, bring people like you out to visit and try the wines and really see all the unique varietals that Lodi is producing.
But again, he beat out Napa, Sonoma.
Yeah, and I mean, I think a French winemaker, and I don't remember all of the different nominees, but I think he's still asking himself, how did I win this award?
Yeah. I know, how incredible. Yeah, it is an interesting question, how Lodi gets on the map and gets that awareness.
A few years back, they have an award called the Best 40 Winemakers Under 40 Years of Age. He was in that group, so that was a prelim probably to this. So that was a good thing for those 40 people also.
For both of you, being as objective as you can, looking at him, what does he do? How does he stand out?
Well, he's a self-made guy because he's a winemaker. I was never a winemaker. I was a grape farmer. In the co-op days, we had winemakers that were professional winemakers. So in his case, he went to school, got educated.
Did he go Davis or Fresno?
He went to Fresno State, and then he worked a number of places and did some international traveling and developed that passion for what he does. And I think that was a big part of why he's successful today.
That's so cool. I love it. Okay, share a little more. Again, back to the Mettler, the family dynamic. It very much is predicated and operating on a family model.
It really is, and it really started out that way as well. So back when we started our wine brand, well, a little bit before we started the wine brand, about a couple years prior, we decided...
What point in time was that?
So it was probably the mid-90s is when we decided to all take a winemaking class together. So my mom, my husband, who's our vineyard manager, my brother, who's our current winemaker, and my sister, who does sales, we all kind of got together, and we took this local winemaking course, and the final for the class was to make your own wine. So we all made our own wine together, you know, and I mean, like, I Love Lucy style. We have no equipment, you know, we're doing the best we can. And it came out to be the winner of the class, and we thought, oh, this was kind of fun to see, you know, the vineyard to the bottle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we kind of all got bit by that bug of creating something that, you know, under our noses for our entire lives have been vineyards, and we know that, but we didn't really know.
Up until that point, you were primarily growers, right?
Absolutely. And primarily, you know, we're big growers now, we're farmers first. That's really important to us and part of our story as well. But to see the vineyard to the bottle now, it's a really fun journey for all of us.
That's so cool. And again, that luxury of being able to cherry pick, that is a real differential.
It is. And having a wine brand makes you a better grower. Mm-hmm. And so it's you can feed off each other. You can feed off both sides of the grapevine, so to speak.
Another interesting thing, the bigger picture, not Mettler so much, but Lodi as a destination, even though it has incredible reputation, I mean, seven deadly sins and on, it still is a bit under the radar. And in one dynamic is the retail price of a wine that's identical to a Napa, you can't command those Napa prices, even though, you know, in a judging it would be equal, just because of that name perception. Mm-hmm. And then we were talking earlier this morning about you go to Napa to do a wine tasting. It blew my mind. A bunch of people were saying it's like $70, $80, non-refundable, not discounting off of your retail purchase. And I'm at your tasting room this morning, and I'm going, oh, my God, you guys, it's $5.
That's and it's refundable.
And yes. Yeah, you that know, applies to a purchase. I mean, how cool is that?
Our philosophy here is we really want our wines to be approachable. Mm-hmm. We want the experience to be approachable. We want people to feel like they can come out here with their kids, with their pets. We want them to be able to come out and get to know Lodi wine. wines. And you can't get people to know Lodi wines without making it accessible.
Right.
So when it's accessible for folks to come out and pay a $5 fee and then it's refunded with a bottle purchase and the bottles are like mid-20s, you know, it's approachable.
Yeah.
And it's a fun time for everyone. And they're being educated also on all of the unique varietals that Lodi grows so well. You know, we really are a premium wine destination. And you're right, we're a little under the radar still,
okay,
which is beneficial to the consumers that know about us now. You know, everybody has to start somewhere.
And there is a catch-22, because it's a blessing for y'all as citizens of residents of Lodi, in that you can drive around anywhere and not be in this bumper-to-bumper world, which you would be in Napa.
Very true,
so,
Tom.
Yeah.
Very true. And the other thing here at Mettler Wine, you can taste the wines and then walk 20 feet over and taste the grapes, because we have the varietals right close to the tasting room that you're making some of these wines from. And that is a pretty unique deal. You can't get that in just every area.
I think that you have to remember, here in Lodi, we're founded on the family.
Right.
And that's just not Mettler. It's a lot of the different wineries that are here in
Lodi.
Pretty
much all, isn't it?
Yeah. It's very family-focused, mm-hmm, and when you go out to taste wines in Lodi, you're going to meet somebody who is actually involved in making the wine, growing the grapes. Mm-hmm. It's a more tangible experience.
Also, in fairness, objective geography, where here you are spread out across San Joaquin Valley, so it's breathing room.
There is breathing room, but, you know, there's different experiences for different people. So, you know, there's a lot of people that they want that experience in Napa. I love it, too, you know, and I think that to be able to go to the different wine regions and enjoy them, for each one and what they have to offer, is really part of the fun of loving wine.
Okay, this is a really unfair question. If we all were to take off in your car and you were going to take me on a little tour, where would be one of our first stops at another winery? And I know that's a tough one, because whatever one you say, there's one that you left out, and then they're going to be mad at you.
Well, I would definitely say probably Michael David. I mean, Michael David's really put Mettler and Lodi on the map in a lot of ways, as far as just being, you know, champions of the Lodi region. They are the biggest brand out of Lodi, I would say, with a lot of marketing experience, and they really have done a great service to our appellation with some of the brands that they've had, because they're far-reaching. And so when people see a Michael David wine, they're seeing a Lodi wine. And sometimes for the first time, they're being exposed to Lodi. And so from there, they're like, wow, I kind of liked that. And then they go searching for other Lodi wines. And so...
And once again, family dynamic is everything is central there.
Yes.
And they were farmers. They were growers. And in my perception, it was almost like the accidental tourist. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't this grand plan.
Yeah.
They just came up with this cute label that went absolutely viral.
Well, it did that because it got some recognition, and then they were able to duplicate that wine and carry it forward. So hoorah for that effort. And like Kim says, it's been great for them and also great for Lodi.
So one more thing, and this is an interesting dynamic today, and it goes back to Seven Deadly Sins, and they will tell you right to their face, it was the label, and it was the name that made it go viral. It wasn't the wine itself. That was almost after the fact. With any winery, your guys, yourselves included, label, visual, graphic presentation is so important. Before I even pick a bottle, I have to be attracted to the bottle. And you guys personally have done a great job with how you do your labeling and your bottles. They're elegant.
Oh, thank you.
That part of your brain.
Yes, I design the labels. You know, for us, when we first started Mettler, the Mettler brand, it's a very traditional brand. You know, it has our names on it. We really had a vision for that brand to be a conservative, slow-growing, traditional brand, something that was very consistent for the consumer to enjoy. Since we started the tasting room, we now have a lot of different small lot wines that people can come here and enjoy, and you'll see different style on those bottles. They're mostly labels that are painted on the bottle, and we've incorporated some aspects from this tasting room, like our willow trees on some of the labels, to bring that story of Mettler to the surface.
Those bottles are so elegant. Do you wind up paying a premium, I presume, for that sort of label?
You do pay more for that type of a label. But for us, especially when we started to come out with white wines, we didn't want a label that would sit in an ice bucket and get mushy. We really wanted something that would look nice for the long haul if it's sitting in an ice bucket. So
practicality there.
There was practicality along with the beauty of the label.
Bottom line, you know, you go into a liquor store or a grocery store and you don't know how do you choose a wine. You have to be visually attracted to the outside before you, unless you know some inside knowledge.
Right, you're right. That is very true with the majority of wine purchasers that are out there in the grocery stores, especially looking on the shelf. And I'm the same way. You know, we're all consumers. But that's where having people that sell our wine also, who are educated, who come out and visit us and know about our story, is very helpful as well, because a small brand is more of a hand sell.
We're about out of time, but before we go, how many generations are actively involved in the Mettler operation today?
Well, if you include the 11-year-old that can't get enough of this place.
I saw her running your PCS.
So we had a wine dinner here last night, and I told her, I said, you can't come. And she started to cry. What do you mean? I've been waiting for this all day. So we have 6 generations of our family that have been on the same property, and we have currently 3 generations that are involved.
Oh, I love it. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for sharing. What a great day in paradise.
Thank you, Tom. Great having you here.
My absolute pleasure. If somebody wanted to learn more, where would you direct them?
MettlerWine.com. Mettler is M-E-T-T-L-E-R, and it's wine, single, W-I-N-E. And feel free to give us a call anytime as well and come visit.
All right. Thanks again.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Paradise, Lodi, California. We'll see you here. Be sure to tune in for the next installment of Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, where we visit with winemaker Adam Mettler at Michael David Winery.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Singel, San Luis Obispo, California.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org.